For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. The state agency in charge of regulating utility companies in Missouri is holding public hearings throughout the state this month to discuss Ameren's request for an electric rate increase. As Camille Phillips reports, this is the sixth time Ameren has requested a rate increase since 2006.
If the Missouri Public Service Commission approves Ameren's request in full, the utility's annual electric rate will increase by almost 10% for a total rate of about $3 billion a year. The commission has granted Ameren's previous five requests over the past 8 years, but only in part. Ameren's Warren Wood says the increases are needed to offset the cost of replacing aging infrastructure, complying with environmental regulations, and paying for the rising cost of fuel.
We know that any increases in expenses can be difficult. That's one of the reasons we're working to cut or control costs in other areas wherever we can. And as a result of those efforts, our current rates are currently 17% below the Midwest average.
Consumer advocates have spoken out against the rate increase, saying that businesses and senior citizens cannot afford it. I'm Camille Phillips.
Governor Jay Nixon has named two new people to a board that oversees the University of Missouri system. Nixon says Maurice Graham of Clayton and Philip Snowden of Kansas City were appointed to serve on the University of Missouri Board of Curators. They will replace Don Downing and David Bradley, whose terms expired January 1st. Columbia is looking to bolster its cybersecurity after a Christmas Eve attack shut down its website for nearly 3 days. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the city website, GoColumbiaMo.com, experienced a disturbed denial-of-service attack beginning around 11 p.m. on December 24th. The website was flooded with requests from multiple computers and remained offline until around noon on December 27th. Deputy City Manager Tony St. Romain says it's not possible to prevent such an attack from happening, but there are ways to mitigate it at a price. St. Romain says content delivery networks are among the options the city is considering. St. Romain has said an online post said the hacker group Anonymous was taking credit for the attack. Missouri's legislative leaders say 2015 is the year they'll rein in lavish gifts from lobbyists and unchecked campaign donations, but political scientists are skeptical ethics bills will pass after years of failure. Interest in ethics gained momentum after an October New York Times article claimed Attorney General Chris Coster was influenced by lobbyist gift and campaign contributions. Lawmakers so far have filed 28 bills addressing current ethics laws, which currently allow limitless lobbyist spending on gifts and campaign contributions. Proposals also include cooling off periods to prevent lawmakers from going into lobbying immediately after leaving office. But ethics legislation is introduced regularly and hasn't gone far in the past two previous sessions. Missouri State University political scientist George Connor says smaller bills on ethics may pass, but meaningful reform is unlikely. Authorities have arrested a man suspected of escaping from a series of Columbia bank robberies on a bicycle. Police said in a news release that the latest robbery happened Saturday morning at Boone County National Bank. Afterwards, officers found clothing matching the suspect's attire during the robbery, as well as a bag used to steal an undisclosed amount of money and a bicycle. The release said officers questioned the suspect after finding him walking along a road with the same amount of money taken in the robbery stashed in his pants and shoes. Police said the man admitted to Saturday's robbery, as well as five others committed in November and December. The suspect escaped on a bicycle in most of the robberies. A state lawmaker wants to increase the speed limit on Missouri's rural interstates and freeways from 70 miles per hour. State Representative Mike Kelly of Lamar filed legislation recently to boost the speed limit on those roads to 75 miles per hour. Kansas increased speed limits from 70 miles per hour on some roads in 2011. The Kansas City Star reports traffic-related fatalities and injuries in Kansas are up on roads with newly increased 75-mile-per-hour speed limits, but transportation officials say it's too early to blame that on the speed limit. Numbers from the Kansas Transportation Department show a 54% increase in highway deaths on those roads since the speed limit was raised. Injuries are up about 13% compared with the 2 years before the new speed limit went into effect. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.